First reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went to a Samaritan town and proclaimed the Christ to them. The people united in welcoming the message Philip preached, either because they heard of the miracles God worked through him, or because they saw them for themselves. There were, for example, unclean spirits that came shrieking out of many who were possessed, and several paralytics and cripples were cured. As a result, there was great rejoicing in that town. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, and they went down there and prayed for the Samaritans to receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not come down on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Come and hear all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Reverence the Lord Christ in your hearts, and always have your answer ready for people who ask you the reason for the hope that you all have. But give it with courtesy and respect, and with a clear conscience, so that those who slander you when you are living a good life in Christ may be proved wrong in the accusations that they bring. And if it is the will of God that you should suffer, it is better to suffer for doing right than for doing wrong. Why, Christ himself, innocent though he was, had died once for sins, died for the guilty to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he is with you. He is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you live in each other. On that day, you will understand that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be the one who loves me. Anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show him to myself. The Gospel of the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's the message of today's Gospel. Jesus reminds us of that deep and sensitive relationship that must exist between Lord and disciple. It's a relationship of love, of care, and of mutual respect that we see being lived out in our first reading from the Acts today. The missionary Philip goes out to the Samaritan town, just as Jesus had done before. The people of the town were united. They were welcoming the gospel message that was practical and touched their lives, especially in the healing of the sick and of the troubled. The leadership of the infant Christian church made the decision that Peter and John should go to these newly baptized so that they could lay hands on them, in order that they could share in the Holy Spirit. Many of our parishes across the whole world are preparing young people for the sacrament of confirmation as we draw closer to the Feast of Pentecost. In our readings today, we are reminded of the importance of sacramental life. We see how these signs of God's real presence in our lives can make a real difference. We need those signs, we need those symbols, because they connect us with something deeper, something words and intellect cannot always express. If you looked in and viewed the coronation of King Charles III last week, the symbolism and sacramental details stretched back over 1,000 years. The king at one time was moved to the front of the high altar, and the archbishop used richly scented chrism oil to anoint him in the service of God and the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. At the confirmation ceremony in the Samaritan town, and the service that will be held locally for our children on Tuesday at the Marist, is a symbolically anointing people in exactly the same way as the early church founders decided to do things. The confirmation group, as well as the king who has just been anointed, must make a difference. Through this sacred anointing, we are called to share the eternal and unconditional love of God. The way we treat people, the care we show, and the joyful love that is evident in our lives will make that difference. in a true living of this command to love our own, we can look at our world and make it an easier place to live. We might not be able to stop the war in Syria or in the Ukraine or the Sudan, but we can make our own little area a safer place, a place where we can rid the community of any negativity, selfishness, hatred or anger. It begins with me and you. In these weeks leading up to this great feast of Pentecost, we were aware of how the Holy Spirit can transform the church and our lives. But in order to receive that gift, Jesus says, "You must love me and keep my commandments." And when we do this, we will read in the Gospel, "I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, for I will not leave you as orphans." This is the commandment that we must keep. We must receive the Spirit of truth and use it. Go into the whole world and preach the good news to all of creation. It's also a command to both love God and our neighbor. For when we do these things, we are certainly preaching the good news, the truth. The advocate will come to strengthen us in the way of the truth. In contrast, the negativity that is seen in the conscious refusal to offer true love and friendship. The Irish mystic John O'Donoghue reminds us of the need for anamkara in life, the soul friend, the confidant, the one who is always there to share with you. Today, Jesus wants to be our anamkara. Thank God for those anamkaras in your lives. Remember also that you too are an anamkara. You can be the difference in the world that might need you today. So when you leave Mass today, I hope you take with it these gifts. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. And may this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. And may you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may they be good to you. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. And may you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your anamkara. So may the Holy Spirit come down upon us to confirm that we are daughters and sons of God. So let us pray, "Come, Holy Spirit. and renew the face of the earth. Alleluia.